This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Chris Swick joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Chris, your reaction to the news today with the Cardinals. Do you watch Twitter like I do, almost watching for hopeful of negative COVID tests the same way that you watch scores of games these days?
I do. I hate to admit how much I'm on Twitter, but it is necessary for my job. And I, like you, have been following, you know, it's the first thing I check every morning, make sure that I'm not missing any positive or negative tests around baseball. And so obviously, you know, when this stuff comes out, I feel conflicted, right? Because in general, I think playing baseball or any sport really, other than the NBA, which I think is handled this well, is not preferred in a pandemic. But with that said, I've certainly gotten a lot of enjoyment out of watching the game. So I have very mixed feelings about this whole thing.
Yeah, you and I are in the exact same place. I mean, I live in Houston, Chris, and I find myself jumping out of the chair when Springer hits a home run last night still. Like, it hasn't affected my enjoyment in the moment. But yeah, I'm nervous about the game still being with us. And I guess to that end, have you allowed yourself to kind of think through what the scenario would be for Rob Manfred to shut the game down? Reportedly, he was having conversations this weekend going, hey, man, look, if this keeps going in this direction, we're not going to be able to sustain this. What do you think the breaking point would be for Rob Manfred to step in and shut down the season?
Oh, at this point, it's really hard to know, because a day after that, he said, we're playing. He said, I'm not a quitter or something like that. So I think the issue here is the league and its owners desperately want to make money. So they're going to do whatever is possible to get this season as many games as they can and get to the playoffs, which is where a lot of revenue comes in. The issue we're seeing clearly is the league cannot continue to proceed at this pace. The way the schedule was set up, I think each team had 6 off days before the season. With all these postponements, we're already starting to stack doubleheaders. I think we're just going to run into a spot where we could get to mid to late August and kind of realize, oh, we can't get all these games in for X number of teams. I mean, will the Marlins really play 60 games? So I think the challenge there is they've shown that they're willing to deal with an outbreak from one team, now a potential outbreak from a second team. I feel like you would have to see, I don't know, 5+ teams before Manfred really considered canceling the season.
Yeah, and Jeff Passan just reporting moments ago here on Twitter, ESPN, the latest round of coronavirus tests from the Cardinals are in, and in the words of someone with the team, quote, not good. So we'll see what the exact numbers are with that. I'm talking to Chris Swick of Yahoo, talking some Major League Baseball. Chris, if you were a pitcher right now, would you be more inclined to opt out of the season because of COVID-19 or because, especially if you're a pitcher who's dealt with arm issues, would you be more inclined to opt out because of what this season might do to your career? And I say that being somebody here in Houston where their pitching staff has just been waylaid by injuries from Verlander on through the bullpen.
It's got to be a little bit of both, right? I think I'm in Chicago and Michael Kopech opted out of the season, and I don't think he's really said why, but he was a guy coming off Tommy John surgery, and I wouldn't blame him if that was a concern. The short lead up to the restart of the season, the unpredictability with games getting postponed and canceled and not really knowing if you're going to be able to stay on a regular schedule, I think that all has to go through everyone's minds. And clearly on top of all that, you have a fear of a pandemic. So for pitchers, yeah, I think it's certainly a little more concerning on their end, especially at the rate that guys are getting injured these days. And I would not blame anyone for opting out for either reason, honestly.
Actual baseball on the field, what's jumped out at you the first week is maybe the biggest surprise in terms just non-COVID, non-arm injury related, just on the field baseball related.
Yeah, I think one of the things that surprised me is the willingness of managers to pull starters earlier. It's something that I thought could be a possibility, but I know through the first couple games, the A's were not letting starters go like past five innings or something like that. So I think managers are realizing that in a shorter stint with larger rosters, they can really burn through their bullpen a lot easier. It kind of continues the trend we've seen the last few years where pitchers get taken out earlier, the postseason rolls around, and all bets are off as to how long a guy will stay in a game. So I almost feel like we're going to see, if this season can keep going, we're going to see those types of strategies throughout the whole year as opposed to just the playoffs, which is what we've seen the last few seasons.
Do you think that the first of all, do you like the new extra inning rules, and do you think that they have legs as far as sticking around beyond 2020?
It hasn't bothered me much yet. But yeah, I don't have a great answer for that. I think one of the things that I expected to see would be teams bunting guys over, and really that hasn't happened much. Teams are just kind of playing normally. I think the fact that I haven't seen many complaints about it kind of hints at it could be a thing moving forward that maybe the league tries to push. I know some players have complained, but it really hasn't been as loud as I expected. So I think the nice thing about this year is it is really an opportunity for the league to experiment with a lot of different things, and it gives everyone a chance, including fans, to get a sense of, do I like this new rule? Should we carry on with it? And then the league can kind of make that decision next year.
Yeah, I mean, just some of the stuff that's getting made up on the fly is just wild. Yeah. Last one, what do you think of these seven-inning doubleheaders, assuming that we hopefully get to play some of these seven-inning per game doubleheaders?
Yeah, I guess I kind of hope that that's a thing that maybe just sticks this year. I get why they're doing it clearly, and I think the fact that we're going to see a lot of them, I could see wanting to limit the wear and tear on some of these players. I would suspect over a 162, you can make an argument for that, but I also feel like we're just going to see fewer doubleheaders in that scenario because they have plenty more dates to make up games. And so I think I could see the league trying to push for more, but I don't know that it's a necessity moving forward.
It's Chris Swick, Yahoo Sports, covers Major League Baseball. Chris, appreciate you making time on a Sunday, and go enjoy the games.
Sounds good. You too.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.